twice, set to partners.
Changed partners and retired of the same order.
And then you know you throw...
The lobsters.
As far out to sea as you can.
Whip after them.
Turn a somersault in the sea.
Change lobsters again.
Back to land again and... that's all the first figure.
It must be a very pretty dance.
Would you like to see it?
Very much indeed.
Well, let's try the first figure. We can do without the lobsters, you know. Which will sing?
Oh, you see. I forgot the words.
Here? Right.
Will you walk a little faster, said a whiting to a snail. There's a porpoise close behind us, and he's treading on my tail. See how eagerly the lobsters and the turtles all advance. They are waiting on the shingle, won't you come and join the dance? Will you join the dance? You can really have no notion how delightful it will be when they take us up and throw us with the lobsters out to sea. But the snail replies, far and gave a look askance. Said he thanked the whiting kindly, but he would not join the dance. What matters it how far we go, his daily friend replied, there is enough before you upon the other side. The further up from England, the nearer this to France, then turn not fail, be not the snail, but come and join the dance.
That was a very interesting dance. Thank you. Thank you. And I do so like the song about the whiting.
Oh, as to the whiting, you've seen them, of course.
Oh, yes, I've seen them at Din.
I don't know where Din is, but if you've seen them, of course you know what they're like.
I believe so. They have their tails in their mouths and are covered in breadcrumbs.
Well, you're wrong about the breadcrumbs. They'd wash off in the sea, but they do have their tails in their mouths, and the reason for that is... Tell her the reason.
The reason is that they would go with the lobsters to the dance, so they all got thrown out to sea and fell a very long way out. So they put their tails in their mouths so as not to lose them.
Thank you. That's very interesting. I never knew so much about whiting before.
Oh, there's much more to tell you about them. Do you know why they're called whiting?
No, I never thought about it. Why?
It does the boots and shoes.
Does the boots and shoes?
What are your shoes done with? I mean to say, what makes them shiny?
Oh, they're done with blacking, I believe.
Boots and shoes under the sea are done with whiting. So now you know.
And what are they made of?
Soles and eels, of course. Any shrimp could tell you that.
If I'd have been the whiting, I'd have said to the porpoise, keep back, please, we don't want you with us.
They were obliged to have him with them. No wise fish would go anywhere without a porpoise.
Wouldn't it really?
Of course not. Why, if a fish came to me and told me he was going on a journey, I should say, with what purpose?
Don't you mean purpose?
I mean what I say.
He means what he says. Now, how about a poem?
Oh, no. Oh, yes, I should like that.
Not the walrus poem.
The walrus poem!
I like walruses.
You won't like this poem.
Oh.
The sea was wet could be. The sands were dry as dry. You could not see a cloud because no cloud was in the sky. No birds were flying overhead. There were no birds to fly. The walrus and the carpenter were walking close at hand. They wept like anything to see such quantities of sand.